Back here on today's Langley Radio Sports page, we're joined by a familiar voice to some, and for our Central College fans, he's continuing to do great things on the tennis court here in the Tulip City, Jack Briggs, former member of the Pella High boys tennis program, now with the Central College men's tennis program. Jack, thanks for joining us. And first off, before we talk about anything with win streaks and things like that at Central here, what does it mean to just be able to get to continue playing tennis at the collegiate level right here in the city where you had so much success competing at the high school level?
Yeah, it's been great. I've been feeling a lot of support from the town and past coaches, past teammates and stuff like that. So it's been great just feeling at home and being able to play my best.
And one thing that's kind of unique too is I know that at times in the fall, especially while the Central tennis courts were still being reconstructed, a lot of things were taking place over at the Pella High School courts where you got to play some matches during your high school career. And I know even here into the spring, there's been a couple of matches over that way too. What's that been like to be able to, you know, just be basically right down the road from where you played all of your high school matches and have the opportunity to play some matches back on that court?
Yeah, it's been really fun. Didn't take much of an adjustment period. Felt like I was just still at home and playing some better competition, but I was able to step right up and compete at a high level.
And just looking at the way that the college game has kind of gone for you, it took, you know, a little bit of time to find that spot in the rotation of to where you sit in the singles and the doubles lineup here at Central, but you found kind of a home and you found a lot of success. Walk us through that process of coming in, getting acclimated to the Central program, kind of finding that spot and what that process was like.
Yeah, we have two great senior leader captains, AJ Wilkins and Aiden Fletcher, that really just gave me a lot of confidence and told me that I was going to be a big impact for us this year, and I was able to step up and help my team win a few matches, and they just kept giving me confidence and just made me feel really comfortable in the position that I was in.
And you're in the top half of that lineup too, number two in doubles with Benny Ramker there. I know you guys have done very well this season. I believe at one point you guys had a 6 or 7 match winning streak, and then in singles play you've kind of slotted in the top half of that lineup as well, somewhere in the 2, 3, 4 spot in the lineups there. But there you personally had, I think it was a 9 match winning streak as well. And just kind of looking at how you were able to find that level of success, what were some of the things that you've been able to do this year that have allowed you to come up with so many wins in a row like that, despite I know it not currently being that long of a winning streak, but what were some of those things that kind of contributed to that?
Yeah, so on the double side, I'm playing with my roommate and best friend here at college, Benny Ramker. So we've just had that connection from the start and have just been able to play our best tennis. Really, nothing rattles us. We're both pretty athletic, so we can stay in any match and play up to whatever level we're playing against. And on that single side, I've just been playing how I know how to play, using my athleticism, making the match as physical as possible, and just feeling the belief of my teammates and coaches really helps me play up to whatever level I'm playing against and try and get the win for the team.
Anything you were talking to Jack Briggs, a member of the Central College men's tennis program and a graduate of Pella High School as well. You mentioned being able to compete on the doubles side of things with your roommate and how that kind of helped with that connection getting onto the court too. It's something that I don't think a lot of people will truly know, because I don't know that there's a lot of people who get that opportunity to be a doubles partner with the guy that they're spending, you know, 7-8 months with at college. What has been some of the things beyond the court that have kind of helped contribute to that success on the court that you've kind of noticed just being able to have, you know, that kind of connection with your doubles partner / roommate?
Yeah, I mean, we're really comfortable with each other, so anything that we see that someone else, that one of us could do better on the court, we don't shy away from just letting them know, and we don't really bring our egos onto the court with each other. We just know that we can play the best when we're just playing together, one mind, and yeah, we're really comfortable around each other, so it just helps in that sense. That we bring that confidence and swagger onto the court and know that we can beat whoever's lined up against us.
And another thing, too, that kind of goes into that I think is definitely a factor is the communication side of things, too. How does that kind of how has that kind of influenced the communication on the court as well, knowing that you have that rapport with each other off the court, that when you step on the court, it's just kind of an everyday thing rather than a, you know, we might do this at practices for 2-3 hours at a time.
Yeah, it just becomes routine for us. We practice how we play. We bring our energy to practice every day, and we're able to compete against great doubles teams like AJ Wilkins and Aiden Fletcher, along with Travis and Alex, our number three doubles team. So we all push each other in practice and help each other grow and get better. And then once we step onto the court, it's not like we have to flip a switch, because we've been just bringing that competitive edge to in practice. At the same time, it just feels like any other day when we go out there and compete.
And again, we're talking to Jack Briggs, a member of the Central College Men's Tennis Program and a former graduate of Pella High School. Looking at the rest of the season here for the Dutch, I know that you guys have the aspirations of competing well in the American Rivers Conference Tournament, but when you look at those goals that you have kind of set for yourself individually as a doubles team, what are the things you guys are wanting to accomplish this season?
I mean, yeah, it'd be a shame to not say that we want to try our best to win the conference. We know Luther and Co. are tough teams, but when we have that belief in our team as a whole, we can do anything. Anybody can play well and on any given day. So we just believe in each other and know that we can, any given day we can give somebody our best match and get the win.
And we know that's the case. I know you said that Luther and Co. are kind of the top dogs there for you personally as an individual. Try to knock those guys off come conference tournament time. What's it going to take to make that adjustment? Because I know that Luther was one that we were talking before off the air that I know you'd love to be able to kind of have back and be able to nab that win there against them. What's it going to take to get the job done come conference tourney time?
Yeah, it's just going to take that belief in myself and the team as a whole. Build each other up all week and know that we can get it done. For me, I just need to bring that confidence on the court. I need to know that when I step on the court with those people that I belong there and I can stick right with them if I'm having a good day.
Jack, appreciate the time. Best of luck the rest of the spring here with the Central Men's Tennis Team, and I'm looking forward to seeing the success that you and the squad has throughout the rest of the spring.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Jack Briggs, member of the Central College Men's Tennis Team and a graduate of Pella High School, here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page.